The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the minbar you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
We started a topic and I wasn't able to finish it last night. Inshallah, tonight we will finish it. And I will go over just the main points that I covered last night as well, inshallah. And that had to do with this whole idea of, okay, we see Imam Hussein, what he did has lasted till today. Nothing can get in the way of it. And when we look around us, we see that there's a lot going on, but why is it that there's one thing out there that has lasted this long? Other things similar to it don't last long. They haven't lasted long. His turba now. I want to share a couple hadith about his turba. The sand, or as they call it, the khaki shifa of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It says here that Bibi Fatima salawatullahi wa salamu alayha says that she kanat subhatuha min khuyuti sufin mufattalin. She had a tasbih. But look at how her tasbih was back then, her subha, right? It was a yarn, let's call it, that she had made knots in. So those are like lumps that you have in the yarn so you can count. And so it's 34 knots. If there's any mustahab, I would suggest, brothers and sisters, you know, the little stuff that goes a long way is one of, this is one of them. Tasbihat al-Zahra, okay? 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Subhanallah after every wajib salat. Don't miss out on it. Those little things that make a big difference sometimes. Anyway, she would use that. But then when Hamza Sayyidu Shuhada becomes Shaheed, it says that she made a subha from the dust of his grave. And then it goes on to say that after Imam Hussein was killed, the people who were following this sunnat of Bibi Fatima, they shifted over to Imam Hussein because of the benefits that the dust of Imam Hussein has. Well, what are those? So people have asked, and other hadith we find this. It says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked, an isti'mal al-turbatayn. He was asked, which one of the two should we use? The turba from Imam Hussein alayhi salam or from Hamza Sayyidu Shuhada? Look at the wording. Look at how beautiful he answers. He doesn't say this one's better than the other. He just mentions one of the benefits of Imam Hussein's turba. It's just beautiful. He says, look, let me just tell you that this tasbih that is made from the turba of Imam Hussein does tasbih and glorification of Allah even if the person is not actually doing that. So you do the math, the ukhrawi math. I personally believe that, yeah, I mean, alhamdulillah, today we have access to have these tasbihs in your home. These fidget things that kids have and whatever's, man, I was thinking about it, like, even they got us even there, guys. They got us even there. You know why? Look at this next hadith. Man an as-sadiq alayhi salam qala man adara subhatan min turbat al-Husayn marra wahida bil istighfar aw ghayrihi kataba Allah lahu 70 marra. If a person takes this tasbih and says an istighfar with it, it multiplies by 70 the tasbih of Imam Hussein, the tasbih of that's come from the turba of Imam Hussein. And the sajda on it tears the seven veils. Then they've explained that means that this salat makes its way up, inshallah. But when I say fidget stuff, it's because of this one right here. What if I'm not saying anything with it, I'm just holding on to it, and I'm just playing with it? Now the wording isn't playing, it says adara, meaning turning it. You know, have you seen these lecturers, they're always holding a tasbih, and they're like, as they're speaking, I can't do that, but I don't know, but they're like, they're also, you know, moving the tasbih beads. Right? Well, don't use a plastic one at least. Use a turba one. Because of this hadith. It says, Man adara al-hajar من تربة الحسين فاستغفر به مرة كتب الله له 70 times. وإن أمسك الصبح بيه, if this person is holding it ولم يسبح ففي كل حبة منها 7 مرات. So if I'm saying ذكر multiplied by 70 استغفار, if I'm not saying anything, I'm holding it, multiply each bead by 7. Those people who are big on math. 7. Multiply each one by 7. Okay? So this is with the turba. You see, this is what I was talking about last night. When we say, okay, Allah's will. Allah has willed this. Well, how is He going to make it big? With these things. Who else can do this? If the whole entire world comes to us and says, you know what? The dust from Dallas like is special. We're not going to care. Right? We're not going to care. Why? It's if Allah says it, we know, okay, this is going to really happen. There's something in it here. And He's promising us these things. And finally, his ziyara, the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There are two hadiths here. Let me see if I can go through both or if I can have to just go through one of them. It says that, this is just one hadith of many hadiths, and you've heard both of them, I think, because they're very famous, that there are 4,000 angels عند قبر الحسين. 4,000 angels next to the grave of Hussein. شعثن, شعثن غبرن, شعثن غبرن, disheveled and dusty. Of course, it's figurative, because angels don't have bodies. But it's just illustrating for us the state of these angels. يَبْكُونَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, weeping for him until the day of judgment. So those who go to Karbala, yes, they are with the angels. Who cares about the angels when Imam Hussein is there? رَئِيسُهُمْ مَلَكٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ مَنْصُورٌ, their head is an angel by the name of Mansur. And so this is the cool part. It says, so a Zair will not do ziyara and visit that grave except that they receive this individual. Sometimes you think you're going there, the angels are probably doing their thing, let me do my thing. No. They are opening their arms and wings to you, as if, and welcoming you. And with that will come a lot of blessing. وَلَا يُوَدِّعُهُ مُوَدِّعُ, and people don't leave Imam Hussein except that these people come to bid them, these angels come to bid them farewell. This person doesn't fall ill except that these angels come and visit that person. This person, when he passes away or she passes away, they come and they do salat over them as well, and so on. So these kinds of things are what keep it alive. And finally, this last one, this last hadith, let me go through it very quickly. It says that someone came to Imam al-Sadiq to visit him. They said, okay, go in. He goes in, he sees the Imam is praying. So he waits, and then he notices that the Imam, after his prayer, he is doing a dua. So what is he saying? I'm going to read parts of it. He says, O Allah, O Lord, forgive the visitors of the grave of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, who spend their wealth, those who ready their bodies due to their interest in doing good to us and because of their hope in what is with you of compensation, for keeping good relations with us, and because of the happiness they bring to the heart of your Prophet, I appeal before Allah to grant salawat and forgive them because of their yielding to our commands. In other words, they're going to ziyarah because of us. And because of the anger due to their visit, they cause to our enemies. So it makes the Imam happy. So compensate them on our behalf by being happy with them. Support them in the night and day. Be their deputy in their families and children whom they have left behind. When you leave your family, you go for ziyarah, you're worried. Oh Allah, take care of those families. Accompany them. It goes on and on and on. It reaches this part. So be kind, oh Allah, to the faces which the heat of the sun has changed. Back then, yes, no air conditioning. Takes a long time to go for ziyarah. The sun will be beating down on your face when you go. And it will maybe discolor you, disfigure you for a little bit, whatever it is. Oh Allah, have mercy on these faces. Imam Ali, he would do good deeds. He would sometimes, they say, put himself in very hard situations and circumstances. Fire is like blowing from a furnace or something in his face. He says, it's okay, let this be the fire instead of the fire of Jahannam. He's teaching us. Yes, it comes with sacrifice. Jannah comes with sacrifice. Whether it was the Imam making bread for people or whatever it was. Be kind to the faces which the heat of the sun has changed. Be kind to the side of the faces, the cheeks which are turned from side to side over the grave of Abu Abdullah. Yes. You go to Haram. Alhamdulillah, before COVID, I got to go once with the Al-Asr group. Man, I was there for hours just putting my face, this cheek, that cheek. You just stand there, you recite poetry to Imam Hussein. What, I mean, be kind to those eyes which have shed tears in sympathy with us. Be kind to the hearts which mourned and felt pain for us. And the Imam goes on and on. It's beautiful. It's the dua of the Imam is beautiful in this regard.
To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.